Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's resilient economy, a ray of hope in global slowdown. The participants are Vishal Dahiya, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's edition of Spotlight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Economic Times World Leaders Forum in New Delhi. In his speech, the Honorable Prime Minister portrayed India as a beacon of economic hope in a world grappling with slow growth. He underscored how reforms implemented over the past decade have built a formidable economic foundation, from narrowing the fiscal deficit to bolstering banking strength and from rising investments to a flourishing job market. These efforts, the Prime Minister noted, have made India the fastest growing major economy today and set it on a trajectory to become the third largest in the world. Today, India's resilient economy is certainly a ray of hope in global slowdown. To take a deep dive into what this means for the country in the backdrop of the global economic canvas, we are fortunate to be joined in the studios by Vishal Dahiya, economic analyst. Vishal, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
Vishal, in your view, what are the key indicators that show that India's economy is resilient amid the global slowdown?
There are a number of indicators, and when we look at economic scenario worldwide, specifically with respect to the developed economies, the comparison is pretty much easier to find out. One is we have very high, robust growth rate as far as the GDP growth is concerned, and it's consistent. That's the most important part. Most of the other economies, specifically the developed ones, they've not been able to consistently grow at a pace which they would have wanted to. That's one. Two is very high amount of forex reserves which we have, and that also is very constant. Third, when we look at very important factor for several economies and almost all economies, rather, I would say, its impact is pretty much visible in the short term and long term as well on the economic health of a particular country and their growth rate as well. That is inflation. Look at United States of America, or if you look at UK as well, you look at various other European economies also. Let's take a closer look at in our own backyard, that is China. Inflation doesn't seem to be in control as much as these economies or these countries would want it to be. But as far as India is concerned, we have ensured that our inflation figures stay within a very, I would call it a comfort zone. Perhaps that's a term used by the RBI as well most of the times. Also, the in tandem decision-making process between the government when it comes to policies, and also the Reserve Bank when it comes to monetary policies. That hand-in-glove approach, I would say, because that is possible only because both sides of the economic growth, that is the government and the central bank, are doing their job perfectly well. On the one hand, the RBI is ensuring that the reforms are brought in the market, in the banking sector as well. On the other hand, the government is pushing for reforms in several sectors, ensuring that there is enough money which is put into the infrastructure sector and, of course, the social sector as well, to give that cushion to the people standing at the end of the line. So therein lies the crux of the fact that India has been growing at a stable pace, and something which seemingly looks impossible for various other economies. Also, the cherry on the cake here is the rising domestic, the consumption demand. And that adds a lot of value to the Indian economy, not only because we are able to consume what we grow, what we manufacture, or what our services sector has to offer, but that also leaves us open for the world market, wherein we can earn more money, we can also have more maneuvering room, the global economic table. And that entire thing is now slowly manifesting itself in this era of trade wars.
Vishal, well, you just touched upon reforms and an inclusive society, you know, taking benefits to the last mile. In fact, Prime Minister referred to reforms as conviction and commitment and not related to crisis or compulsion. Let's first hear what exactly the Prime Minister said on this.
Hum incremental change ke liye nahi, balki quantum jump ka laksh lekar aage badh rahe. Aur reforms hamare liye na compulsion hai, na crisis driven hai. ये हमारा कमिटमेंट है, हमारा कन्विक्शन है. हम होलिस्टिक अप्रोच के साथ किसी एक सेक्टर की गहरी समीक्षा करते हैं और फिर वन बाय वन उस सेक्टर में रिफॉर्म किए जाते हैं. कुछ ही दिन पहले संसद का मानसून सत्र समाप्त हुआ है. इसी मॉनसून सत्र में जन विश्वास 2.0 है, ये ट्रस्ट बेस्ड गवर्नेंस और प्रो पीपल गवर्नेंस से जुड़ा बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म हुआ है। ये दिखाता है कि नागरिकों के हितों को लेकर हमारी सरकार कितनी संवेदनशील है।
विशाल, इन योर व्यू, व्हाट रिफॉर्म्स और स्ट्रेटजीज आर क्रूशियल फॉर मेंटेनिंग दिस मोमेंटम?
द गवर्नमेंट will have to build upon what they started in terms of ensuring ease of business and ease of living as well. I start from there because what is more important? What touches the eye or the imagination of the people on the ground? That is one, two, investors, three, business houses, because ultimately economy is a circular process. The businesses or the investors will have to invest money. They will have to produce goods. The people on the ground, the common man, will have to consume those goods. So manufacturing, consumption, manufacturing. So how does that happen? So you can't just ensure that this whole wheel stay greased by just doing some patchwork on a part of the wheel. You will have to look at it in a holistic manner. And that is why we start with, say, for example, recent reforms which have been brought to the Income Tax Act by simplifying the language, specifically ensuring that the common man can also understand what is written in the bill out there, what is written in the income tax forms out there. Also, Jan Vishwas Bill, the minor offenses were decriminalized. That brings in a bit more confidence to the investors also, to the business class also, to the common people as well. Then there's a lot of talk about, and the Prime Minister himself announced this from the ramparts of the Red Fort on 15th of August, saying that there will be very significant GST reforms coming around. Now, GST has been in operation for almost 8 years. We have seen the journey of GST as well, wherein a lot of significant steps have been taken to make the GST, I would say, more useful to both the government and to the taxpayer as well. Perhaps a larger overview and overhaul is required now in the given circumstances. That is why we might expect some significant overhaul as far as GST is concerned. Then when we look at sectors, mining, shipping, port, focus on blue economy. So all this basically points out to that part where I was saying that you can't just look at one portion of the wheel and hope that the entire machinery will function smoothly. You will have to take a holistic view. Then there are reforms for the space sector as well, where it was open for private investment. Reforms in the defense sector as well, wherein more private players were involved. A specific platform was given to them. All this points out to the fact that what is required, again, the journey began long ago, but what is required right now is that we build upon that journey with the focus on two aspects. One, ease of living. Two, ease of doing business, because both things will have to go hand in hand.
Well, Vishal, the Prime Minister also spoke about India's jump in the field of internet and semiconductor. Let's hear the Prime Minister first.
2014 ke baad humne pura apna 5G stack desh mein hi viksit kiya. Humne made in India 5G banaya bhi aur sabse tezi se desh bhar mein pahunchaya bhi. अब हम 6G पर तेजी से काम कर रहे हैं और साथियों, भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर से जुड़ी फैक्ट्रियां लगनी शुरू हो चुकी है। इस साल के अंत तक पहली मेड इन इंडिया चिप बाजार में आ जाएगी।
What role has digital infrastructure played in strengthening the economy? What's your take on this, Vishal?
Digital infrastructure has played a very significant role, because let's look at what happened during the COVID pandemic. We were the first ones to come up with a foolproof, holistic digital platforms to ensure that COVID vaccine is administered smoothly and without any fuss to a huge population. It was not an easy task. We saw smaller countries, developed countries, which have much less population than us, they were struggling to not only fight the pandemic, but also deliver vaccines and essentials to its citizens and all. But we put forth a very robust platform, digital mechanism. Then another aspect is the way UPI has grown, digital payment system. Now, India's digital payment system is looked at with awe by everyone in the developed world, the European countries, where they only rather are focused on or rather use plastic money, which we call credit cards and all. We moved one step ahead. We're using digital payment system that is UPI, and it has broken almost all the records in terms of online transactions and all. Also, digital technology has provided an opportunity for intelligent innovation. And that innovation is pretty much evident in the kind of startups which are coming up now in fintech, in healthcare sector, in education sector, in agri-tech, other social sectors as well. Almost all of them make use of digital technology to deliver the services, the goods. And that shows that the youth of our country with its skill set is capable enough to innovate, to take this journey of digital technology one step forward. And therein comes also the focus on semiconductors as well, making of chips, which are very much required in almost all kind of modern machines which we use nowadays, for which so far we've been dependent upon the imports. And the significance of semiconductor can only be underscored by the fact that two of the big powers in the world, that is United States of America and China, are almost at each other's throat for a control over the semiconductor chip making industry. They don't trust each other. They don't let each other have an upper hand. And therein lies the lesson for us to take the leap and steal the march.
Very well said, Vishal. Prime Minister also used the phrase from missing the bus to being in the driver's seat. We've come a long way.
Aaj Bharat duniya ki fastest growing major economy hai. हम बहुत जल्द दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने वाले हैं। ये ग्रोथ, ये रेजिलियंस जो हम भारत की इकोनॉमी में देख रहे हैं, इसके पीछे बीते एक दशक में भारत में आई मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक स्टेबिलिटी है। साथियों, अभी लेटेस्ट आंकड़ा आया है, अकेले जून के महीने में ईपीएफओ डेटा में 22 लाख फॉर्मल जॉब जुड़ी है। ये संख्या अब तक के किसी भी महीने से ज्यादा है।
Well, Vishal, in the light of what Prime Minister said and in the present scenario of global slowdown, how do you see India's growth story as a self-reliant country?
The answer lies in what the Prime Minister pointed out specifically, that is the macroeconomic indicators. When we look at the macroeconomic indicators and when we look at focus on various other sectors as well, we were earlier talking about the reform story and how reforms have been put in place in various sectors. Now, first and foremost is the fact that we gave a lot of impetus or push to the infra development. In the past few years, if you take a cursory look at the budget figures, the capital expenditure, that is CAPEX, has been growing steadily. It was at a very, very huge figure, which indicated the government's intention to give a push to the infra. That's one. And I would say, as the adage goes, put the money where its mouth is. Not only just ask the private sector to pitch in, but also take two steps further and then ask the private sector to match the steps. Reforms were not only talked about, reforms were put in place by opening the gates to the private players as well, ensuring quality also, and focusing on exports so that it brings us extra bucks, adds more money to the India's forex reserves. And look at space sector. At one point in time, there used to be one or two startups in the space sector, but now the scenario has changed. We have almost 300 odd startups in the space sector alone, and foreign space organizations vie with each other so that they can partner with ISRO to launch their satellites, to work on other space technologies as well. So that explains the reason behind the macroeconomic structure, and again, which leads to strong fundamentals of the economy, thereby making India a resilient economy.
Well, Vishal, with the country now being in the driver's seat, setting global benchmarks, India is now moving fast on the path of becoming the fastest growing economy. Vishal, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and joining us for this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on India's resilient economy, a ray of hope in global slowdown. The participants were Vishal Dahiya, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.
स्पॉटलाइट।